My topic is Jesus as God. If you heard me last year speak, you walked away traumatized, as I wrote for a very long time, apparently. This will be the opposite. I will probably not come close to whatever time is on the end of the schedule, so you know, I think you'll make it through okay. I think I'll make it through okay. If you look in John 1, verses 1, and then we'll also look at verse 14, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And then down in verse 14, it says, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Now, I don't know who sang it or how long ago it was, but there's some song that goes, "What if God were one of us?" It goes something like that. Am I right? Your wife knows.
She knows.
And so, the question with that song is, you know, what if God were human like we are, walked among us, and dealt with our everyday issues? Okay, well, that's actually happened. You see here that this Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And He did go through the same things that we see every day as humans. So now we're going to set about proving that, you know, this Word is Jesus, referring to Jesus. And 1 John 5, verse 7 says, "For there are three that bear record in heaven." We're very familiar with these three that's about to list. It says, "The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one." And then in 1 John 1, verses 1 and 2, "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life is manifest, and we have seen it, bear witness, show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us." And that's very, very similar to what we saw in John 1, 14. This word was there basically forever, eternally, came to dwell among us. So, what is this word? In all the verses that we looked at, the word that was used is not the same as, I guess, your other translations for the word word. It comes from the Greek logos, and this specifically means basically Christ. There's other Greek words for the word word, but they all talk about, you know, sentence structure, basically the actual words that come out of one's mouth. Whereas this specific translation, you know, this Greek word logos refers to Christ, divine. And that was the instance we see in the previous verses. And also another famous passage that we know about the parable of the seed and where it's sown. It mentions the Word. It says the seed was the Word. That word it mentions there comes from this Greek word logos. So in that parable, the seed is talking about Christ. That's what's being sown. Not just the physical words, so to say, that we might see. And I'm going to show you three passages, all from John, and they're from three different chapters. And John chapter 10, verse 30, Jesus said, He said this to the Jews, and this, you know, caused a big stir. He said, "I and my Father are one." And also in 8:58, it says, Jesus said unto them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am." And a lot of you probably recognize "I am." If you look in the Old Testament, that was what God referred to as "I am." If you look in most Bibles, it's going to be in all caps, "I am." And when He did this before the Jews, they knew exactly what He was implying, and they got offended. And they wanted to stone Jesus because saying, "Okay, you know, you're blaspheming. How can you claim that you're God or you're the same as God? How could you?" And of course, Jesus never retracted the statement. He only clarified it. And yes, that's what I'm saying. And then in John 13:13, it says, "You call me Master and Lord. You say, well, for so I am." Again, we see the phrase "I am." I don't think this is by coincidence. I think this is a purposeful thing here. Going back to set the point that Jesus is God, what we're seeing is basically the same. Now, if you look in Colossians 1, 15 through 17, Paul writes to the Colossians, he says, "Who is the image of the invisible God, firstborn of every creature? By him were all things created that are in heaven, that are in the earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions, principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. He is before all things. By him all things consist." So it's talking about Jesus here is the image of the invisible God. Okay, again, for a time there we had God among us in the flesh, manifested as Jesus. And if you notice, it gives a lot of actions. He created all things in heaven. And so maybe a picture will help us kind of visualize this. And this shows up better than I thought it would. We're familiar with these three things. We're familiar with the phrase, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, or the Holy Spirit, or however you want to word it. So we see that this is God, and there are three, areas here. Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, and of course, I'm not going to talk about stepping in anyone else's boundaries here, because I know it's either been spoken on or will be spoken on. But what we're seeing is that it's kind of a hierarchy, at least, the Father and the Son. Because every time you look and you see the Word, or see Jesus, it's kind of doing these actions. Doing the actions or doing the work of physically going out and doing it of, say, the Father. If you look in Genesis, we look at the creation, it's implying here that the Word, where Jesus, the one who it went through the actions, did these things, created these, kind of did the actions. And of course, we see more of this in the New Testament when, of course, we have Jesus in the flesh doing these actions, casting out demons, curing the sick, performing all these miracles, kind of showing the glory of God through the actions here. So that would be, of course, God in the flesh. So that's Jesus, there's God. Believe it or not, that is the end. Oh, there are several here can go far more into this than I can. So since I stopped so early, much to my brother Tony's delight over there. Any brother here have more they want to add to that? That's all I have.